Good evening, teeth-having humans. You've reached the time of day for Chompers to help you brush your teeth. Select one side of the top of your mouth and brush with tiny circles around each tooth. Three, two, one, brush. It's coding week, and I'm ChomperBot. Here to teach... Oh, I am getting a phone call.
Hey, ChomperBot, how's it going?
Hello, Rachel. I hope you are enjoying your vacation. We are about to do another true or false. Care to join us?
Oh, sure, that's fun. I mean, I'm normally on the other side of this.
All right, true or false? You have to go to programming school to be a programmer.
Okay, so a programmer is someone who writes code, right?
That's correct, Rachel. I'll give you the answer after you switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth. The answer is false.
Really? Does that mean anyone can be a programmer?
That's right, Rachel. Learning how to code is kind of like learning a new language, only it's a language that computers speak. It can be challenging, but anything is possible if you put your mind to it. There's lots of ways to learn coding online if you have a computer, or you can ask someone at school or your local library to help you find ways to learn, too.
That's awesome, ChomperBot. It really seems like you've got this under control. I'm gonna go back to the beach.
Thanks, Rachel. And for you Chompians, it's time to switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth. And don't forget the molars in the way back. Ready for your next true or false? Coding helped humans land on the moon. So, is this true or false? Did coding help humans land on the moon? The answer is true. In 1969, humans sent a spaceship called Apollo 11 to the moon. Computer code helped steer the spaceship and make sure it got to the moon safely. A woman named Margaret Hamilton wrote a lot of that code. I'll tell you more about her after you switch your brushing to the other side of the bottom of your mouth. Margaret Hamilton was a programmer who wrote code for NASA, the people who sent astronauts to space.
3, 2, 1, ignition.
Margaret's code helped spaceships know when something on board wasn't quite right. She even invented the title software engineer to describe her job, a title many people still use today. This ChomperBot is thankful for Margaret Hamilton. Without her, Chompers might not have been able to write my code. That's all the time we have for tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. But until then,
three, two, one,
spit.
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.